Morning. I don't know if you're aware, traditionally Advent, it's a bit like Lent. It was had 40 days of penance, prayer, and fasting before a time of celebration. Advent, in addition to looking forward, looking to the birth of Jesus, is also looking forward to Jesus' return at the end of time, when Jesus will be standing as judge. And not surprising, some of the themes for Advent have been death and judgment. For those who read books, and there's one or two of you here, you may have noticed how short the account in Matthew is of the leading up to the events of Jesus' birth. It's actually only 8 verses. Now, fortunately, we have Luke's account, which is written more from Mary's experiences. But for those who read books, you think, well, a novelist would have said so much more. So much more would have gone in. In Luke, we learn that after the angel visited Mary, she went and stayed with her cousin Elizabeth until after John was born. But I wonder what the conversation was like when Mary went home and saw Joseph, and that conversation about her pregnancy could have been a wee bit prickly, I imagine. And it must have been very difficult for him, because under the Old Testament law, Mary, in fact, could have been stoned. She could have been put to death, which would have been quite embarrassing for him and the families and everything else. But Joseph considered an easier option, and that was to divorce her quietly, which actually only required 2 witnesses. But we learn from the reading that an angel spoke to Joseph in a dream, and he went through with taking Mary as his wife. The passage also quotes from Isaiah, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Now, Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem is not mentioned by Matthew at all, and Luke only just gives us the reason. I don't know if you considered what an uncomfortable journey that must have been for Mary. She was quite close to giving birth. And it was a long way. It was 80 to 90 miles, depending which journey you went. So it's like walking from here to Cromer. No smooth, flat roads, up and downhill. Temperature in the daytime, probably touching 30 degrees, late upper 80s, but bitterly cold at night. A time where it's likely to get heavy, thundery downpours. It's a time when there were still lions and bears in forests. There were bandits and robbers just waiting to fall on lonely travellers. We know about that from the story of the Good Samaritan, and some of Paul's experiences as well. And if they had a donkey, the donkey would have been carrying water, food and clothes. So it was quite a difficult, challenging thing to do, and probably very uncomfortable. Now, for most people, the journey is estimated it would have taken them 4 or 5 days. But with Mary and her condition, it probably took about at least 8. If you look at the last reading, you just realise how much was changed during that 60 years before Paul wrote his letter to the Romans. Rome at the time, as you probably gathered, was the most powerful empire in the world. Pretty fierce. It was led by Caesars, and people worshipped when they were born, and they were regarded as a son of a god. Yet Paul is able to say to the believers in Rome, Jesus is the King and the real Son of God, and that you Gentiles belong to him by faith. So what a difference Jesus' life had made in that part of the world. I don't know if you noticed a common element in the Christmas story is travelling. You know, apart from Mary and Joseph, we have the shepherds. Now, shepherds, despite David being a shepherd, were social outcasts. And they had a memorable journey from the nearby hills. the Magi, or the wise men, which we read about in chapter 2 of Matthew, probably spent several weeks travelling up to 800 miles from what is eastern Iran, across deserts, probably not quite sure where they were going. They knew roughly, but not exactly sure. In a journey of that length, they must have had moments when they thought, are we doing the right thing? Are we going the right direction? It's more like it. Are we in the right direction? How are we going to find this out? But the story is also about a different journey. It's about changes of character and behaviour. You know, we read earlier that Joseph had planned a divorce, but he stayed loyal to Mary. When Mary heard she was to be expecting, there was no young teenager petulance of, why me? Or, look at me. But a great humility. If you read Mary's song of Magnificat in Luke, the experience of the shepherds meeting the angels must have been transforming. And also for the Magi coming to the stable and honouring a newborn child, no doubt it changed them all. Unfortunately, we don't know how and how much. Now, ourselves, we're in a journey as well. We're in a journey through life. Ups and downs physically, emotionally, relationships and spiritual. We have dangers, distractions and potential wrong turnings to take us off the right road and away from our desired destination. I was touched a few weeks ago by the poem The Dash by Linda Ellis, which was read at Nigel Fitch's funeral. And I'll give you some extracts of it, give you a flavour. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He said, what mattered most was the dash between the dates on the tombstone. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, always try to understand the way other people feel. Be less quick to anger and show appreciation more. Love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. So when your eulogy is being read, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? Beautiful words, but for Christians, there's an extra dimension. Would Jesus be happy and proud of the way we've spent our lives between the dash? Have we loved and adored God with all our heart, mind, and soul? Have we spent enough time talking and listening to God? Have we showed enough care and compassion for those in need or suffering? Have we loved our neighbours as ourselves? Yes, we do need to slow down. It's to hear the quiet voice of God. And we do need to consider what is real and true, and also what is of eternal value. I've been feeling the message of Advent should be considered all year, rather than just the 4 weeks running up to Christmas. Yes, we need to celebrate the dash between Jesus' earthly life, the way that the Word became flesh, the way that he taught things in a new way, the way that he gave us inspiration, and from his death, that it made it possible for everyone or anyone to have God in the form of the Holy Spirit living within us. But are we ready to come before him? A few more words from the poem. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? If there is, perhaps that's the best present for you this Christmas. For we never know how much time is left.